Many things are coming to the end of a cycle now. And you see it in many levels of your country, and you see it in personal areas as well. Some cycles are noticeable in their wind-up, in that you can actually say, ah, now this has happened and that ends this cycle. Other things are internal, and you may not notice those quite as much. However, they are equally, if not more, powerful. And these you notice in a strange kind of retrospection, where you think to yourself, there is a time that I would have allowed that in my life, and I do not allow that anymore. And then there are new endeavors, and new endeavors always mean you are at the end of an old cycle. So there is a great deal of frustration when this kind of thing is happening, because you are not all the way to the new cycle, so you still feel somewhat bound by the old cycle, and yet you know there is movement. So this is a time that we would encourage you to meditate more, because when you are able to link with the universe, then the spiritual connection is unchanging. And while all of these other things are happening, and happening as they should, you want to be very, very sure that you are linking with that which does not change. It is an important part of what you are learning now and what you are experiencing now. About the frustration, that is something, of course, that is a part of the human condition and is as native to good news as it is to bad news, as it is to no news. This is a human thing that you are always dealing with. And the challenging thing about frustration is that not to take it personally, which seems like a very odd thing, because certainly you are feeling it personally, but it is part of a cycle and it is not personal. So with that rather tedious reminder, we will begin to breathe together. Focus in your heart center and see the flame that is your spirit burning brightly and illuminating your heart. So whatever you need to see or know is now available to you. See how brightly that light shines in your heart. And know that what is illuminated will become clear to you. Let a flame from your heart drop down into the solar plexus to remove from your field all of the emotions that do not serve you in this time. Know that they are making a place for joy and for freedom and for abundance. And let the flame drop into the second center and feel it move out shame and judgment and old, old patterning. Feel all of that being loosened. Let the flame drop into your root and illuminate the power in your root to create the life you truly want to create. Feel the flame come up into your throat. and lighten the communication you have with yourself, so that nothing you say to yourself is disparaging or fearful or hurtful. Let the flame move up into your third eye to clear the third eye of any doubt and any limitation you might have. Feel the flame move up into the crown and open the crown. And feel the crown open more widely than it has opened before. And as it does, feel your energy move up through your body. Out of the crown, into the night sky. Feel your own light, a light among many lights. And feel the love in your light and of your light. Release heaviness and limitation, and allow yourself to know the power of your light nature. And see the path before you that the universe has prepared. And walk on the path. And let the path move you higher, but without effort, without pain. Lightness in its purest form, moving you upward. And know that you have come to your place. And as you enter your place, feel the energy of restoration coming into your energy, into your body. Every step you take, feel the restoring energy drawn up into your body and your consciousness. See the colors and the life and the movement all around you. And feel a rain falling, and know that that rain carries with it restoration for all of you, your energy body, your physical body. And allow restoration into yourself. And come to the place higher up where your teacher waits for you. And spend this time with your teacher. when you've spoken with your teacher, receive a gift from your teacher. Rest the mind and know the gift. Thank the teacher for being here with you. Receive the blessing. Walk back through your place and find that you are in the night sky and free. And allow your movement around the universe to go where you are called, to feel what you feel, a part of a great and beautiful thing. And come from this place to the room again. And above your circle, find gifts or messages as you are drawn. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.